Page 7. And first he smote down my fellow Sir Bleoberis, and sore wounded him, because he bade me I should not have ado with him, for he was overstrong for me. That strong knight took his words at scorn, and said he said it for mockery. And then they rode together, and so he hurt my fellow. And when he had done so, I might not for shame, but I must joust with him. And at the first course he smote me down and my horse to the earth. And there he had almost slain me, and from us he took his horse and departed, and in an evil time we met with him. Fair knights, said Sir Tristram, so he met with me, and with another knight that hight Palamedes, and he smote us both down with one spear, and hurt us right sore. By my faith, said Sir Gawain, by my counsel ye shall let him pass and seek him no further, for at the next feast of the Round Table, upon pain of my head, ye shall find him there. By my faith, said Sir Tristram, I shall never rest till that I find him. And then Sir Gawain asked him his name. Then he said, My name is Sir Tristram. And so either told the other their names, and then departed Sir Tristram and rode his way. And by fortune in a meadow Sir Tristram met with Sir Kay, the Seneschal, and Sir Dinadan. What tidings with you, said Sir Tristram, with you knights? Not good, said these knights. Why so? Said Sir Tristram. I pray you tell me, for I ride to seek a knight. What cognizance beareth he? Said Sir Kay. He beareth, said Sir Tristram, a covered shield closed with a cloth. By my head, said Sir Kay, that is the same knight that met with us, for this night we were lodged within a widow's house, and there was that knight lodged, and when he wist we were of Arthur's court, he spake great villainy by the king, and specially by the Queen Guinevere. And then, on the morn, was waged battle with him for that cause. Page 8. And at the first encounter, said Sir Kay, he smote me down from my horse, and hurt me passing sore. And when my fellow, Sir Dinadan, saw me smitten down and hurt, he would not revenge me, but fled from me, and thus is he departed. And then Sir Tristram asked them their names, and so either told other their names. And so Sir Tristram departed from Sir Kay and from Sir Dinadan, and so he passed through a great forest into a plain, till he was ware of a priory, and there he reposed him with a good man 6 days. Chapter 4. How Sir Tristram smote down Sir Sagramour le Desirous and Sir Donadus le Savage. And then he sent his man that hight Gouvernail, and commanded him to go to a city thereby to fetch him new harness, for it was a long time afore that Sir Tristram had been refreshed, his harness was bruised and broken. And when Gouvernail, his servant, was come with his apparel, he took his leave at the widow. Note, at the bottom of the page, widow is widower. Return to text. And mounted upon his horse, and rode his way early on the morn. And by sudden adventure Sir Tristram met with Sir Sagramour le Desirous, and with Sir Dodonis le Savage. And these two knights met with Sir Tristram, and questioned with him, and asked him if he would joust with them. Fair knights, said Sir Tristram, with a good will I would joust with you, but I have promised at a day set near hand to do battle with a strong knight, and therefore I am loath to have ado with you, for an it misfortuned me here to be hurt, I should not be able to do my battle which I promised. As for that, said Sagramour, maugre your head, ye shall joust with us, or ye pass from us. Well, said Sir Tristram, if ye enforce me thereto, I must do what I may. And then they dressed their shields, and came running together with great ire. Page 9. But through Sir Tristram's great force he struck Sir Sagramour from his horse. Then he hurled his horse farther, and said to Sir Donadus, Knight, make thee ready. And so through fine force Sir Tristram struck Donadus from his horse. And when he saw them lie on the earth, he took his bridle, and rode forth on his way, and his man Gouvernail with him. Anon, as Sir Tristram was past, Sir Sagramour and Sir Donadus gat again their horses, and mounted up lightly, and followed after Sir Tristram. And when Sir Tristram saw them come so fast after him, he returned with his horse to them, and asked them what they would. It is not long ago, sith and I smote you to the earth at your own request and desire. I would have ridden by you, but you would not suffer me, and now meseemeth ye would do more battle with me. That is truth, said Sir Sagramour and Sir Donadus, for we will be revenged of the despite ye have done to us. Fair knights, said Sir Tristram, that shall little need you, for all that I did to you ye caused it. Wherefore I require you of your knighthood leave me as at this time, for I am sure, and I do battle with you, I shall not escape without great hurts, and as I suppose ye shall not escape all lotless. Note, at the bottom of the page, lotless is without harm. Return to text. And this is the cause why I am so loath to have ado with you, for I must fight within these 3 days with a good knight, and as valiant as any is now living, and if I be hurt I shall not be able to do battle with him. What knight is that, said Sir Sagramore, that ye shall fight withal? Sirs, said he, it is a good knight called Sir Palamedes. By my head, said Sir Sagramore and Sir Donatus, ye have cause to dread him, for ye shall find him a passing good knight, and a valiant. And because ye shall have ado with him, we will forbear you, as at this time, and else ye should not escape us lightly. Page 10. But, fair knight, said Sir Sagramore, tell us your name. Sir, said he, my name is Sir Tristram de Lyonesse. Ah, said Sir Sagramore and Sir Donatus, well be ye found, for much worship have we heard of you. And then either took leave of other, and departed on their way. Chapter 5. How Sir Tristram met at the Perron with Sir Lancelot, and how they fought together unknown. Then departed Sir Tristram, and rode straight unto Camelot, to the Perron that Merlin had made to for, where Sir Lanceor, that was king's son of Ireland, was slain by the hands of Balin. And in that same place was the fair lady Colombe slain, that was love unto Sir Lanceor, for after he was dead she took his sword and thrust it through her body. And by the craft of Merlin he made to enter this knight Lanceor and his lady Colombe under one stone. And at that time Merlin prophesied that in that same place should fight two the best knights that ever were in Arthur's days, and the best lovers. So when Tristram came to the tomb where Lanceor and his lady were buried, he looked about him after Sir Palamedes. Then he was ware of a seemly knight came riding against him all in white with a covered shield. When he came nigh Sir Tristram, he said on high, ye be welcome, Sir Knight, and well and truly have ye hold your promise. And then they dressed their shields and spears, and came together with all their mights of their horses, and they met so fiercely that both their horses and knights fell to the earth, and as fast as they might avoided their horses, and put their shields afore them, and they struck together with bright swords, as men that were of might, and either wounded other wonderly sore, that the blood ran out upon the grass. And thus they fought the space of 4 hours, that never one would speak to other one word, and of their harness they had hewn off many pieces. Page 11. O Lord Jesu, said Gouvernail, I marvel greatly of the strokes my master hath given to your master. By my head, said Sir Launcelot's servant, your master hath not given so many, but your master hath received as many or more. O Jesu, said Gouvernail, it is too much for Sir Palamedes to suffer or Sir Lancelot, and yet pity it were that either of these good knights should destroy other's blood. So they stood and wept both, and made great dole when they saw the bright swords overcovered with blood of their bodies. Then at last spake Sir Lancelot, and said, Knight, thou fightest wonderly well as ever I saw knight, therefore, and it please you, tell me your name. Sir, said Sir Tristram, that is me loath to tell any man my name. Truly, said Sir Launcelot, and I were required, I was never loath to tell my name. It is well said, said Sir Tristram, then I require you to tell me your name. Fair knight, he said, my name is Sir Launcelot du Lake. Alas, said Sir Tristram, what have I done? For ye are the man in the world that I love best. Fair knight, said Sir Launcelot, tell me your name. Truly, said he, my name is Sir Tristram de Lyonesse. O Jesu, said Sir Lancelot, what adventures befall me! And therewith Sir Lancelot kneeled down and yielded him up his sword. And therewithal Sir Tristram kneeled down and yielded him up his sword. And so either grave other the degree. And then they both forthwithal went to the stone and set them down upon it and took off their helms to cool them and either kissed other 100 times. And then anon after they took off their helms, and note one, and rode to Camelot. And there they met with Sir Gawain and with Sir Gaheris that had made promise to Arthur never to come again to the court till they had brought Sir Tristram with them. Page 12. Chapter 6. How Sir Launcelot brought Sir Tristram to the court, and of the great joy that the king and other made for the coming of Sir Tristram. "Return again," said Sir Lancelot, "for your quest is done, for I have met with Sir Tristram. Lo, here is his own person." Then was Sir Gawain glad, and said to Sir Tristram, "Ye are welcome, for now have ye eased me greatly of my labor." "For what cause," said Sir Gawain, "came ye into this court?
"Fair sir," said Sir Tristram, "I came into this country because of Sir Palamydes, for he and I had assigned at this day to have done battle together at the Perron, and I marvel I hear not of him. And thus by adventure my lord Sir Launcelot and I met together."
With this came King Arthur, and when he wist that there was Sir Tristram, then he ran unto him, and took him by the hand, and said, "Sir Tristram, ye are as welcome as any knight that ever came to this court." And when the king had heard how Sir Launcelot and he had foughten, and either had wounded other wonderly sore, then the king made great dole. Then Sir Tristram told the king how he came thither for to have had ado with Sir Palamydes. And then he told the king how he had rescued him from the nine knights and Brynes Sans Pite, and how he found a knight lying by a well, and that knight smote down Sir Palamydes and me, but his shield was covered with a cloth. So Sir Palamydes left me, and I followed after that knight, and in many places I found where he had slain knights and forjousted many. "By my head," said Sir Gawain, "that same knight smote me down and Sir Bleoberis, and hurt us sore both, he with the covered shield."
"Ah," said Sir Kay, "that knight smote me adown and hurt me passing sore, and fain would I have known him, but I might not."
Page 13. "Jesu mercy," said Arthur, "what knight was that with the covered shield?"
"I know not," said Sir Tristram, and so said they all.
"Now," said King Arthur, "then wot I, for it is Sir Lancelot." Then they all looked upon Sir Lancelot and said, "Ye have beguiled us with your covered shield."
"It is not the first time," said Arthur, "he hath done so."
"My lord," said Sir Launcelot, "truly wit ye well I was the same knight that bare the covered shield, and because I would not be known that I was of your court, I said no worship of your house."
"That is truth," said Sir Gawain, Sir Kay, and Sir Bleoberis.
Then King Arthur took Sir Tristram by the hand, and went to the Table Round. Then came Queen Guinevere, and many ladies with her, and all those ladies said in at one voice, "Welcome, Sir Tristram."
"Welcome," said the damosels.
"Welcome," said knights.
"Welcome," said Arthur, "for one of the best knights, and the gentlest of the world, and the man of most worship, for of all manner of hunting thou bearest the prize, and of all measures of blowing thou art the beginning, and of all the terms of hunting and hawking ye are the beginner, of all instruments of music ye are the best. Therefore, gentle knight," said Arthur, "ye are welcome to this court. And also, I pray you," said Arthur, "grant me a boon."
"It shall be at your commandment," said Tristram.
"Well," said Arthur, "I will desire of you that ye shall abide in my court."
"Sir," said Sir Tristram, "thereto is me loath, for I have ado in many countries."
"Not so," said Arthur, "ye have promised it me, ye may not say nay."